The Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, my personal take on life and business by Robert Terry. Since 2005, I've been the co-owner of Nationwide Ventilation Limited, installing commercial kitchen ventilation. We've worked for the biggest names in the industry, including KFC and Taco Bell. The podcast gives you an insight into my journey and learnings along the way. Available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Hey guys, Rob Terry here. Right, why I think you should always look to get your minimal viable product out there first and fast. And by minimum viable product, I mean a product that ticks all the right boxes but is not necessarily 100% fully there and complete. So 95% of the way there is good enough. It's about knowing when good enough is good enough to take it to market. And when you know that your product is good enough to take to market, that's where getting it out there quickly as the minimal viable product is really key, because it does so many things. Now, feedback on your product is fantastic, or your service doesn't necessarily have to be a product, a physical product you can touch. It could be a service, a new service that you're developing. Now, getting it out and getting it with your customers quickly, you can even give them a bit of a discount so they're getting a bit of a beta version. But what that actually does is it enables you to get it to them. So firstly, you start making fucking money from it. And let's be honest, everybody wants to make money. So first of all, it's going to get you money. It's going to start getting money flowing through the door for you. And secondly, it's going to enable you to start getting feedback on your product, your service, whatever that may be. Now, the most valuable feedback you will ever get is from your customers. You can give your product, your service, or whatever it may be to fools, families, and friends, as I put it, and they will give you glowing feedback. But it's not until you actually give it to the customer that is going to use the product on a daily basis or use your service or whatever it may be that you're doing, that you will start to get true feedback on it. And what that does then is it sets up an iteration cycle. So the iteration cycle is basically where you take all that feedback and you then put it back into the product, so you reiterate the product, so you improve the product from there. Now, bearing in mind, you're getting feedback directly from the people that are using the product, using the service, whatever it may be, that then gives you a massive amount of knowledge and information, because they're going to tell you that what they love about it, what they hate about it. Probably they're going to tell you more what they hate about it and what they love about it, because people do love to have a good moan about it. But then that enables you to do it. And what you can then do is you can then reiterate the product, reiterate the service, whatever it may be, redo it, incorporating their feedback into it. And once you've done that, you can then relaunch it. Now, there are people out there, there are companies out there that are absolute bloody masters at doing this. Apple is a key one for doing it. You think about what they do. They get a product out there. Microsoft are the same. They get a product out there really quickly that's probably about 90, 95% of the way there. Give it to the customers, let the customers do it. They then take all that feedback on over a 6 month period, 8 month, 12 month period. And then what they do is they then take all of that feedback, put it back into the new iPhone, the new whatever it may be, the new version of Windows, and then they relaunch it. So then what they're actually doing is they're getting a double whammy from the sales. So what they're using is your feedback to improve the product to then make you go out to buy the new product that you've told them what to do to get it right. See, it's absolute fucking genius on their part. We've done it ourselves in the ventilation industry. We developed this ozone unit. Now, the ozone unit basically takes the smells out of the cooking area. So when the canopy takes all the cooking odors, the heat and odors away, the ozone unit does that. It pumps it in. Now, we got one out there really, really quickly, and our customers very quickly turned around and said, right, this needs tweaking, that needs tweaking. It's great, but can you do this? So we did that. Then we rebadged it. We did the version 2.0 and relaunched it. So every time you get a new relaunch, people will then flock to the shops to buy it. Just look at what Apple do. Every time they iterate that iPhone, because let's be honest, your iPhone you've got now, there's some key things, some software updates, some bits and pieces, but the principle is still the same sort of thing. You still got the phone, you still take your photos, you get the internet, all of that business, it's all touchscreen. But what they're doing is they're tweaking it subtly, subtly. And what on some of the versions they've done, there's very, very little, say between the iPhone 8 and the iPhone, I think they went to a 10. I think they skipped the 9. but all they really changed was the camera and a bit of software on board. Well, that's not really any reason to spend out another 800, 900, or even £1,000 that these things are going for to buy a new one. But because it is the latest iPhone product, the latest Apple product, people love to do it. So if you get your minimum viable product out there, it's going to do a number of things for you. Firstly, you are going to get money. You are going to get revenue coming in. The thing is, you can personally keep tweaking it, but you get so caught up in the design of the product, the service, whatever it may be, and what you think it should be, that you lose sight and lose track of what the customers actually might want from it. So if you get the minimum viable product out there, they then take all that customer feedback, put it back in, it helps you to develop a better product. So money starts coming in, you start developing a better product, and it then gives you the ability to relaunch that product. And you can do it like Apple do. Next version of the latest version of the iPhone's out, massive fanfare, people queuing around the block at Apple stores to get the latest version of the iPhone. We've seen them do it time after time. Microsoft are the same. They get their product out there. They get the latest version of Windows out there, smack it out to everyone. Everyone bitches like hell about it because they don't like it. They don't like this, don't like this, don't like this. They collate all that feedback and then they relaunch it in the latest version or do an update or whatever it may be. So that's what you need to look at doing, guys. Get your minimum viable product out into the marketplace. Give it to your customer. Let them do the testing. Even if it's a beta version, you may turn around and say you're going to do a limited release of 100 products or 100 people to take the service. Give them a slightly discounted price so that they're keen to adopt it and take over what the product, the service may be, and then get the feedback from them. Get that feedback, reiterate that product, reiterate that service, then put it back in, do your launch, do your version 2.0, and you can carry this on. You look at the original iPhone, the Apple iPhone, what it was and when it was released compared to now, and how many different iterations of that product we've gone through, but they are still doing it. The latest version, they get it out there as quickly as possible, so that they then get the relaunch. It's about every 6 months to a year that they're relaunching these things, and people are flocking for it. When you get the brand awareness, like somebody that Apple have got, where it's so massive, people just have to. It's the latest fashion accessory, let's be honest. And like I say, there's very little difference. They've tweaked a couple of minor things. They've probably only done a bit of a software update, a processor update, a small update to the screen or something like that. But the basic principles of the thing is still the same. But people love it. We all love it. We all love to go out and get the latest bit of tech. This works fantastically well with tech products. It really does, or tech services, because people love to have it. People get hooked into it. It's an adrenaline rush to get the latest product. And even if you get it early and there's faults with it, you still want it because it is the latest product. So never underestimate the power of getting your minimal viable product to market, guys. You've got to do it. Focus on doing it, getting it out there quickly, and know when good enough is good enough. Because if you sit there trying to get that extra, that final 10%, that final 5% right, you could miss out on 6 months worth of sales, a year's worth of sales. Whereas you could get it out there quickly, you could get 6 months worth of sales, reiterate the product, relaunch the product, and therefore boost your sales, guys. So that's what you need to be looking at doing. Get your minimum viable product out there first and fast. Trust me, it works every time, guys. Right, leave you all to it. Catch up later on. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Remember, folks, stay humble and let your success talk for you.
See you later. I think we have to go.